Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Jeff Nowak, who's covering the Senior Bowl at Mobile. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. And, Jeff, a couple of the bigger linemen getting some notice, certainly DeJuan Jones from Ohio State. Yep. Everybody talked about Paris Johnson. You know, and Paris is a good player, and he may end up being the first offensive lineman selected. But I think Mr. Jones has made him some money this week in practice early on for what he's done. And the other guy I think is going to be a really good player, and that's Cody Mauch from North Dakota State.
Yeah, I mean, DeJuan, you know, you talk about big, and you talk about, like,
no,
like
he's big
offensive or lineman. And, I mean, he just puts it at a whole nother level. I mean, I'm pretty sure he has the largest wingspan of any lineman that's ever been at the Senior Bowl. He has a larger wingspan than Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, think about that. He's 6'8", and he just, like, my only question with him is his feet. When you're that big, can you be mobile enough? But, yeah, he's a guy who I think is going to be playing on Sundays for a while.
My thing with him, Jeff, is can he bend his knees? Because he's a bit of a waist bender. And I would like to see him. And when you're that big, it's difficult, because low man's going to win there. But how well he can bend his knees. And I've seen a couple of film of him working out. He showed better knee bend in Mobile than I've seen him at Ohio State, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and whenever you're that big and you have that much of a physical advantage in college, you have to wonder how that's going to project when you're trying to – you're trying to deal with, you know, elite athletes at every position.
Yeah.
But he held up well the last 2 days in practice. So that's a good sign for him, I think.
Now, Jeff, what about, obviously we're going to talk about the LSU and the Tulane. They each had two representatives there. But what about other Louisiana ties? Have you noticed anything? Nebraska receiver Trey Palmer from Kentwood High School. He was at LSU, then he goes to Nebraska. How about TCU receiver Darius Davis, West Feliciana High School, looking at that? And then
I know one thing, Bob. Both those dudes can run. Flat-out run.
How about this guy? Or both of y'all can chime in, Jeff, or whatever. And then Dontavian Wicks, Plaquemine High School. Mm-hmm. He was at Virginia. And then, obviously, this is Charlie's favorite because he was at UL, Florida offensive lineman Osiris Torrance. From St. Helena Central.
Yeah, I told Jeff the story about I got into a little discussion with somebody from LSU, an assistant coach, about Osiris when he was at St. Helena. And LSU didn't recruit him. They went after bigger game. And, man, Torrance could potentially end up being a first-round pick.
Whoa, potentially. And, yeah, he's at the Senior Bowl, and he goes from UL, and he follows the coach.
Billy Napier to Florida.
And he goes to Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a good look at Osiris today. He very much looks like a first-round pick. And you can usually identify him when they're doing these kind of drills in the end zone, and it's just one-on-one. and he would not be moved. Like, he was just stoning just one rep after another after another. And, you know, you can just see the strength advantage that he has. Dontayvion Wicks, I didn't see much of him today, but he definitely popped yesterday. He was just unguardable. Trey, I think he had a better practice on Tuesday than he did today. I saw him drop a couple balls, and that is something that you have to worry about with Trey. That was always something that held him back at LSU was the hands. But oh, as you mentioned, yeah, the speed is always going to pop. One guy who really, I thought, shined today was Dorian Williams. And the more you watch him, the Tulane linebacker,
he's good,
the more
Jeff.
The question marks disappear, right? You're talking 6'2". You're talking legit speed. You know, they flash up all of these kind of next-gen stats. I think Zebra is doing the player tracking, and they break them down by position, and they lump the linebackers and tight ends together, and he put up the fastest speed of any of that group by about half a mile per hour. I think he was up near 20 miles per hour they tracked him at. And when I talked to him, I asked him, like, how important do you think that speed is to your game? And, you know, in basically every team interview he's had thus far, that's been something that's been brought up, is his speed is elite, even among, you know, the top-end prospects in this draft. So he's a guy that I think the more teams get to look at him, the more they'll fall in love with him, and he'll just shoot up the board.
And I think he's a top 100 pick now. I really do, because I think he can play inside if you need to. He can play out on the edge, and he's a three-down player. He's gotten better in reverse. And that always, I think, is a little bit for linebackers today. You got to kind of learn how to do it. And I think once he gets it down, he's going to be really good. And I don't have to take him off the field. And, man, can he run east and west with his speed.
Yep.
Go ahead, Jeff.
The other local, obviously, Tyjae Spears. I mean, he's elite, too. Like, he's going to be a guy that you're going to have a hard time getting to in the draft, because I think he's just going to keep climbing. He just always seems to be in the end zone, right? Like, they have, like, total distance traveled, right, is a stat they've been tracking. The top five names, it's four wide receivers in that Tyjae, which it makes sense. It's a wide receiver. They're running down the field. Running backs typically won't be going all the way down the field, but he is. The other two, Evan Hull and Chase Brown, Northwestern and Illinois, those are the three top running backs, in my opinion, that have been out there this week, and they've all been really, really impressive.
Now, Jeff, I've never been to the Senior Bowl, but it just seems like, and you're experiencing it now, so I want some feedback from you. Outside the NFL Combine, do you think this is the closest thing to, like, an NFL job fair? I mean, like, when you see how people mingle, maybe at a restaurant, a bar, or at the practice, at a hotel, what have you observed from that? Is it like the who's who? Oh, that's so-and-so. Who you cross paths with?
Well, it's funny because, you know, I think you're talking from a player perspective, but when you're talking about a job fair, it almost feels like it's more that way from a coach perspective, particularly now that they're kind of amalgamating the staffs from across the NFL. Obviously, Ronald Curry had an interview for the Bucs offensive coordinator vacancy, and that happened in Mobile, right? All of these representatives are there, and so that's where that interview took place.
Okay.
You know, and the Saints have three assistants that are there. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that is a big part of this, is you are mingling with other representatives from around the league. And, you know, one thing that Jim Nagy, who's the director of the Senior Bowl, he made sure to tweet before the event even took place, was like, okay, all 125 players are going to be meeting with all 32 teams. We don't need to be spam tweeting, oh, this player met with this team. They're all meeting with everybody. And, you know, I think that is relevant because, you know, we talked to Jeff Ireland today, and he mentioned, you know, they're going to be meeting with Tyjae Spears in the morning. They're a big fan of his. You know, that could be an interview. You know, if you have your fingers crossed and good vibes for that interview to go well, because these are opportunities for teams to really just kind of get under the hood with these players. You can watch all the film in the world. You don't necessarily know how this player learns, how this player is progressing, how they understand the concepts that they're running, until you get to sit in the room with them, especially with the advantage the Saints have of having four coaches on the field who are able to sit in meetings and install with these players that they haven't been able to. So, yeah, I think it is very much like an NFL job fair, if you will.
Now, Jeff, obviously everyone's always intrigued with the quarterbacks. And, you know, you could come and do interviews but not actually working out. But who have you been impressed with out there? It's like TCU, for instance, Max Dungan. Is he throwing out there Jake Haener from Fresno State? I'm looking at Louisville's Malik Cunningham, BYU's Jaren Hall. I'm looking at Houston's Clayton Toon. Man, listen, my brother.
You got to go find Toon.
Oh, you got to go find Clayton Toon, Jeff, because all of a sudden my brother's in the freezing cold with his daughter, my niece. And I go, well, what are you doing at the Independence Bowl? It's freezing out there. Oh, well, Shannon, we call her newbie, she was dating or going out with Clayton Toon. So I said, I'm kind of intrigued. Clayton Toon, the Houston quarterback, what he's done. Or even, now think about this. Mike, I don't even know what this is. Jeff, you might know. Mm-hmm. Shepherd University, Tyson Bagent or Badgett?
Bagent, yeah.
Badgett.
Tyson Bagent. Yeah.
Where is that even at? I'm like, I've never heard of Shepherd University. I don't even know what state that is even in. But all I know, he's at the Senior Bowl. He must, be pretty good.
No, one thing I can tell you, it's in West Virginia.
Okay.
I think it's in Sheeperstown.
Sheeperd, okay.
Sheeperstown, West Virginia.
It's S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. Shepherd,
and then town.
Shepherd, I don't know.
And then town.
Shepherdstown.
Okay, Shepherdstown, yeah. But, yeah, he's a pretty
big, good. Is he big, Mike? Is he big?
No. One thing with Jim Nagy, he studied a lot of tape on him. And really liked him, and he thought listen, they're not just handing out invitations
right.
just to hand it out.
Exactly.
And he put up some pretty good numbers.
So
he was impressive.
Is it like Division II, NAIA, Division III? I mean, is this like Mount Union or something?
I think the enrollment there is less than 3,200 people.
Yeah, so it's like a big high school.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No, so Jeff, what about all the quarterbacks I just named? Has anyone stood out?
No, he wants to know about Toon. Tell him about Clayton.
No. If he's worked out, I don't know.
So what I will say for Clayton is he probably has been the most consistent of the quarterbacks out there. Now, what I will tell you is this is not a banner year for quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl.
No, it's not.
This is the first year in 7 years that they haven't had a first-round projected quarterback. Last year, obviously, it was Kenny Pickett. You know, Daniel Jones has been at the Senior Bowl. You know, they'll usually have at least one quarterback that
and they thought they had Will. They thought they had Will Levis to come
in. But
right?
Will Levis says, I don't have to play in it, right?
He doesn't have to. Yeah. He's going to be a first-round pick.
He's dealing with an injury, too.
Yeah.
The thing with quarterbacks, and Jeff Ireland kind of talked about this, is you'll fall in love with quarterbacks really quickly and you'll fall out of love with them really quickly, right? Like last year, I think everyone tried to convince themselves that the class at the Senior Bowl was much better than it was because that was the peak of the class. You had Malik Willis, you had Desmond Ridder. But in reality, the quarterback class was kind of weak from top to bottom. This year, you have four or five quarterbacks who are going to go in the top 10, and the guys you have here are the mid-round projects that, you know, a lot of these guys' ceilings is probably backup quarterback, right? Maybe Jaren Hall can kind of get out of that, but
and he don't impress me a lot either. I'll be honest. Yeah. He's so inconsistent throwing the football, and he's not a real big guy. The system there certainly helped him.
So
at
he
BYU.
Might be another poor man, Zach Wilson.
Well, I don't know if he ain't that gifted talent wise. Because Zach's talent, Zach. The question is not talent; is between the ears. Does he want to play football? More than anything, I think Darren wants to play football. He just doesn't have Zach's talent.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, there weren't a lot of moments in these practices where you kind of saw a throw and you're like, oh, man, look at that throw. You know, who was that? And it's been, I would say, very average performances from the quarterbacks in general. You know, that could improve throughout the week. It's not really fair to judge the quarterback's performance in two practices with guys they've never played with before. You know, for example, Max Duggan, some of the best throws he made were to his teammate. I'm blanking on his name, Darius.
Darius Davis,
And like, so yeah, as the week goes on, these guys will probably look a little sharper. But, you know, it's just a very low-ceiling class. But there are really intriguing prospects at running back, really intriguing prospects at wide receiver, right? Kid from Michigan State.
Right.
Jaden Reed has really stood out to me. Nathaniel Dell out of Houston has really stood out to me. So, like, while the quarterbacks are always the names you kind of go to first, I think that the meat of this Senior Bowl is at up front. Some of the other skill positions.
What about Davis Allen, the tight end from Clemson? I like him a lot. He's sort of built old school wise as a tight end, and he's not going to be one of the top six.
Is he big, Mike?
He's a big guy for the tight end spot, and he would like rank seventh on my list of tight ends. He catches the ball smooth. He's not a super great athlete, but man, he catches everything, and he's just more than a get in the way blocker. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, so the player, and I don't like doing player comps, but I only do this because it really does seem to fit for me. The guy I comp him to is Nick Vannett, which isn't going to make anyone jump out of their seat.
Ohio State, yeah.
Nick Vannett has been a very consistent NFL player for a long time, and that's kind of what I see with Davis. He's probably the most pro-ready blocker of this entire tight end class. Like, a guy like Luke Musgrave is going to be a lot more exciting, probably going to go earlier in the draft, but you have to figure out whether he can be an NFL blocker before you can even put him on the field. Otherwise, you end up with Brock Purdy breaking his tearing his UCL because you can't block Hassan Reddick. Right?
You better put him out wide, Jeff.
Yeah,
Luke, you better put him out wide early on.
Now,
right, of all these tight end prospects at the Senior Bowl, I could see Davis Allen getting on the field first, right? He might not have the upside of some of these other guys, but I think his all-around game is really intriguing for, if you're looking in the mid rounds and you're just trying to find a quality blocking tight end, I think he's that guy.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned Jeff Ireland a couple of times, and obviously this is in his wheelhouse. And you look at the Saints, and I'll be interested to see the last, I don't know, a handful of years, half a dozen years, you can go even a decade or a decade plus since Jeff Ireland's been on board, and the mindset that they have with Mickey Loomis and all. Because I look at last year, the Saints used three of their five draft selections on players who participated in the Senior Bowl. Again, you look Trevor Penning. Now, I think that was a great find in Alante Taylor. You look at DeMarco Jackson from Air Force, ended up being like a practice squad guy. And then they even signed undrafted free agent from Baylor, Abram Smith, the running back. So the Senior Bowl has been important to the Saints. What's your take when you talk to Jeff Ireland going forward and their involvement that when they're drafting players, that they count on the Senior Bowl and that evaluation a lot?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go back even a little bit further, Marcus Davenport was the first-round pick, was the Senior Bowl guy. Peyton Turner was the Senior Bowl guy. Adam Troutman was the Senior Bowl guy. There's a lot of them. So I think what Mickey said after the last draft when I asked him is pretty telling, and it's not necessarily a box that they're checking. This guy was at the Senior Bowl, we like that. It's more that the more you are exposed to players and the more you understand them and you feel like you are comfortable with their progression, how they learn, that sort of thing, you like the player more. You feel more comfortable. That's part of the reason that the 2020 draft was such a dart throw, because you didn't get those opportunities. And I think that's when you go back to it and you ask, okay, why do the Saints have four assistants at this Senior Bowl? Why are they tied for the most with Washington, right? It's because they understand the value of that. We talked to, I talked to Declan Doyle, who is coaching the tight ends. I talked to DJ Williams, who's coaching the quarterbacks. Talked to Ronald Curry and Jeff Ireland. And each of them, to a point, was talking about how big of an advantage it is for them to be able to, instead of having, a 15-minute interview, be able to spend an entire week with position groups and kind of sit down and install and see how these players learn.
Right.
And that's, at the end of the day, when you're drafting, everyone wants to find that kind of diamond in the rough, but you don't win Super Bowls based on those kind of lucky finds. You win Super Bowls based on, okay, we know what this guy is and we can project it and we draft him and he's a really good player for a long time. Those are the players that win you Super Bowls. And those are the players that help you build a very high quality roster top to bottom. And so that's what these scouting events are a big value for when it comes to the Saints.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Saints have parted ways with co-defensive coordinator, secondary coach, Chris Richard. That's something Tom Pelissero and also Ian Rappaport are reporting.
So they parted ways, so where is he going?
So Chris might have another job somewhere else.
Carolina he interviewed with?
Or? Yeah, also I think he talked to Miami.
Okay.
And so that's a situation where apparently they are going to bring in one guy that's going to be the coordinator.
But yeah, but like Vic
Fangio. So now you got two openings.
But why would he go to Miami? Vic Fangio is the D coordinator there, right? I mean, I think.
That was before Vic Well, and technically,
could be following Sean to Denver.
I mean, it could well be.
That's what I was going to say. Well, the bottom line is, you know, when you have a title, Doug Marrone had this a long time. Oh, I'm the offensive coordinator, but Sean Payton's calling the damn plays.
Yeah, what Doug calling plays?
Okay, think about it. Last year, oh, we had co-defensive coordinators. Who was calling the defense?
It was Dennis Allen.
Yeah. So a lot of times it's the title, man. That if you're a true, if you're a coach and have confidence and you're going forward, you want to be in control. So it doesn't surprise me. Ryan Nielsen's going to Atlanta, and Chris Richard's leaving.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.